Rain starting later this morning. It's going to last throughout the afternoon into the early evening and will stop overnight. The temperature will drop as the day continues, as rain upwards of a half inch will fall on Bloomington. So please be aware of that if you're heading to north and south tonight. On the south side, the winner will advance to next Friday night sectional championship, taking on the winner of Franklin and Martinsville. And to discuss it, the man that's seen every high school football game on these airwaves this season, the cornerstone, Dave Novak. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, I apologize about that forecast. If you have the window open there at South, let's hope the rain is not blowing in on all your stats and papers and everything else with that. And we hope everybody going to the game tonight is just be prepared. Bring the umbrella. Bring the gear. If it stops, you know, the weather's weird here, that would be great. But it looks like it is going to be part of the narrative tonight. The other part of the narrative is it's North and South. We know these two teams are very familiar with each other. 6:30, you'll have thoughts from both coaches. 7 o'clock with John Callahan, the kickoff. And here we are, matchup number two. This one with more on the line, obviously, as it's a sectional semifinal. Tell us about tonight's matchup.
Yeah, it's obviously it's the sectional. It's the playoffs, so loser goes home, and nobody wants to go home early. So you've got that on both minds, and of course you've got the big rivalry here. So you know, I think both coaches right now, they both in talking to them really like the teams that they have right now. So and neither one of them wants to go home, and I know coaches are always going to say that, but you know, talk to these two guys enough that. You can really feel it. You know, Coach Bless, they're 3-6, but he really likes the way this group fights. You know, they've had some games they've been a little overmatched in. But the first time around, they really weren't overmatched. South got the better of them. They were the better team that day and took advantage of some opportunities that North didn't. But that was also kind of a turning point in part of North's season. They had not passed the ball very well at all. They were very, very inefficient up to that point in time. But suddenly kind of turned it around in that game. You know, I had a couple games that after that that weren't great passing the ball also, but it really added a new dimension that game. They got Nathan Jenkins involved. They got Jordan McCoy involved in the passing game. And Ben Friel started to make a little bit better decisions with the ball, and that carried out through the rest of the season. On the South side, you know, they're looking at the new quarterback, Jake Johnson. But, you know, in talking to the coaches over there, they've all known that this kid was a really good athlete. They've all known that this kid was a really smart kid and was going to be a really good quarterback for them. They'd seen it on the JV, and they'd seen him coming up. So what Jake Johnson did last week in rushing for 4 touchdowns wasn't really a surprise to anybody. The interesting thing will be, as time goes on, how does Jake react to some pressure situations? And the game the other night, there was pressure on him, and he reacted very well. And that's going to continue because people all see, hey, Gavin Yeski isn't there. What's the kid going to do if we throw some things at him and you get him down a touchdown or so? First test against Whiteland, he did very well. Is that going to continue? We'll see this tonight for sure.
And that is the interesting part. I think in football, as you know and I know, you miss a player or two, you can probably get around it because there's 3 phases to the game. There's 11 guys on every snap on every side, but the replacement, obviously in the South backfield, they've had injuries all year long, so this really shouldn't bother them. I mean, sadly, they've lost Garrett Hickman. Chris Bamba missed the first 3 games. Christian Paycheck missed the first 5 or 6 games. This shouldn't be a shock to their system, should it?
Well, it's not because they've gone through a lot. You know, both the injuries, they've had some off the field issues. So there's some kids that aren't on the team anymore.
Yeah, good point.
Were at the beginning,
they've been chaos all year long.
Yeah, I mean, I've talked to Coach Mo about this. He said this is one of the hardest years he's ever had to deal with because of so many things going on. And you know how it is in sports with injuries on a team. It really kind of depends. It's kind of a cop out there, but it does. You know, with the offensive line, they were a little thin there anyway, so losing Garrett Hickman really does hurt them. With running back, you know, Maverick Terry, they were very happy with Maverick Terry. And, you know, he may not be the Division I running back that Christian Paycheck is, but he's a very, very good running back, just a little younger. So, I mean, I think they got a really good replacement right off the bat in Maverick Terry and somebody they were excited about. So that one, you know, maybe wasn't as big of a problem as people would have automatically thought. At wide receiver, they were very inexperienced. So when Chris Bamba wasn't there, that was a problem early on. They weren't getting open. So it took a little while to get folks like Chase Washington and Sean Asquith and Alex Sawyers and get them involved. And they were missing Sean Smith early in the season, too. So those are guys that weren't available. So that one, that hurt him really bad early. And then with Johnson and Yeske, I mean, the obvious is you got a three-year starter. He's an All-State player in Gavin Yeske. How do you overcome that? And that's perfectly legit. This one is going to happen to work out pretty well, though, from the looks of it. You know, they're not going to ask Jake to do too much, but at the same time,
he can do enough.
He's the quarterback. He runs their offense. He's run it for a while now. He knows what he's doing. We've seen him. He's a smart player. He makes smart decisions with the ball. They have all the confidence in the world. And, you know, talking to Coach Mo and Coach Bless, both of them say that not a lot changes with South with Jake Johnson.
And Coach Bless, obviously, bringing North to three wins this season after a very difficult 2016. They have had confidence. They have had performances that are moving in the right direction as well. We look back at the series, Dave, as I mentioned earlier, the last North victory was back in the sectional final in 2013. What's going to shift the pendulum tonight for North to get back in the winning column in this series?
Well, there's a couple things for North. You start with turnovers and big mistakes, big plays on defense given up. That has been a bugaboo for North when they, you know, when they aren't successful. Not taking opportunities, taking advantage of opportunities early in games. Those are the kind of things that really, really hurt the Cougars. When they're going well, even then they've missed some opportunities, but what they've done is they've controlled the line of scrimmage, especially on the offensive side. They averaged 295 yards rushing in their three wins. That's fantastic. So, you know, if they get things going on the offensive side, get the I formation going, get Ben Friel involved in the running game, they become a very dangerous offense and a very physical offense. And we know that the South defense is a small-ish defense, and it's got some new faces playing up front for their defense. We saw Whiteland was able to run the ball on them pretty well. So, you know, Whiteland had a 2-1 advantage, or almost 3-1 advantage in time of possession. If North can have anything close to that, then you got to feel really good for the Cougars.
And Xavier Trueblood has already had some success against the purple and white. The sophomore back has had a very good year. The couple times we've seen him, Dave, he's been very, very impressive. You don't want a steady diet of anything at any level. You need to have some balance. But I think the more, like you mentioned, the more he gets after it, I think the better North's chances. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I mean, they need to stay out of bad downs. They need to stay out of positions where they're making mistakes to hurt themselves. And so controlling the line of scrimmage, the run game, again, they love that I formation run game. Then they'll move Ben Friel off of that. They've got to control things up front. If they do that, you know, that puts them in a great shape. Ben Friel can make some plays, and they've gotten the passing game involved more as the season has gone on. But it's not something they want to rely on. You know, they'll take a couple shots, but really they want to pound you in the face all day long and run Xavier Trueblood, the big physical running back. They want to go at you up front, and that gives them an attitude on that whole team when they're able to do that.
And the other side of that coin is, as well, with Quantrell Porter and Phillip King and the other seniors in the South defensive backfield, Ben Friel's going to have to be sharp tonight. Porter has – I don't have my sandals on this morning. How many is he up to now? Porter has – I've seen him run two back myself for touchdowns. how many interceptions is he up to now?
He has 8 interceptions. He's returned 3 for touchdowns. He's a playmaker. There's no question about that. And Phil King has 2 turnovers.
One against
– 1 interception.
Yeah, 1 against North, the scoop and score.
Yeah, I think the strategy there is you'd much rather see them tackling your running back downfield than going up against your wide receiver one-on-one. So that's the key, is get into the defensive backfield with your running backs and make them be physical rather than make them make plays on the ball.
And that will keep South's defense honest, which will open up, you would think, the passing game, hopefully. The weather tonight, I'm trying to get this rain slowed down by kickoff. I can't make any promises there. Turf field should help, right? Should drain. It's not like there's going to be mud and guys falling over. But exchanges, if you're going, teams are going to run the ball a lot, who's going to handle the weather the best? Is that also a factor tonight?
You know, I don't know. We haven't seen a lot of weather
around
this year. You know, it's been, you know, pretty decent temperatures. There hasn't been a ton of rain on game nights. So, you know, it's an interesting question. You know, for the Panthers, they run the zone read a lot, and so those exchanges could always be a question mark. What's interesting there is when Jake Johnson and Maverick Terry are in the backfield, those kids have kind of grown up a little bit through the system here, so they're a little bit more used to each other maybe than Jake and Christian Paycheck. Will there be something weird there? That's a good question. Throwing the ball, I don't think I've seen Jake enough to know how he's going to handle any kind of weather situation. He's got a good arm. He can deliver the ball downfield, so I don't think some wind might bother him too much. But yeah, it's a good question. If you go, the old traditional route there, you might think that the I formation stuff from north would carry better in those conditions. But I'm not certain it makes a big difference tonight. South has shown they're pretty good with the ball most of the year, so it would be certainly different if they just started turning the ball over because of some rain.
Sounds like it's a battle of front sevens tonight on the defensive side of the ball and who can slow down the running games. You'll have Chalk Talk with both coaches coming up at 6:30. John Callahan joins you for this kick at 7 p.m. It's North and South from Huff Memorial. 7 p.m. tonight, it'll be followed by Sports Talk with the coach, Bob Lovell. He'll get you caught up after our post-game on everything happening around the state and around the area. Eastern Green, they keep on rolling on. They've got West Washington tonight. Should they have any problems with this one?
I wouldn't expect it to be easy. This is a team that that they had some troubles with from time to time before the last couple of years when they got really good. They had to beat them last year on the road to win their first sectional. So, West Washington is going to be real thrilled about that, coming with a little bit of an attitude. But it's a home game for Eastern Green after a road game last week. I would think they come out of this victorious, but at this point it's the playoffs. Like we talked early, nothing is going to be particularly easy from this point forward. But you certainly hope so. We love the good stories, and Eastern Green is that good story. They had the off-field issue that cost them something in the record book, but they can make that all go away.
Yeah, that doesn't. They won't worry about that at all. Those were mop-up time. Speaking of revenge, Linton sees Southridge again. Linton was knocked off by Southridge, week one? First, I think that was the first week. I remember talking about that game with you on the airwaves when we were up in Brownsburg. So they get a chance to redeem things.
Yeah, Southridge is a good program, and they're an 8-2 record. They won at Linton in the first game of the year. Linton was having some issues on the kicking game. I know that cost them a little bit, and of course they lost by 1 point. So they've got that figured out. They were coming off their state championship. I would never say that they were fat and sassy maybe because of that, but they did have a lot of changes. They lost a lot of kids in their offensive backfield, so they had to go through some changes back there and get some kids more experience, and they've got that now. So this one's on the road. It's at Southridge. Ought to be a heck of a game, really. Linton obviously is going to want a little revenge, but Southridge is very, very good and is going to have the home field. So, I expect this one to be a real knockdown, drag-out fight.
Excellent. And you guys will have the score updates throughout our game tonight as well. North and South, Chalk Talk at 6:30, the kick at 7. The winner advances to next week's sectional championship, facing the winner of Franklin and Martinsville. Have a great call tonight. Make sure you bring your duct tape, your umbrella, your raincoat, and everything else that goes with it. You and John have a great call, and you can hear it tonight on WGCLradio.com or on the airwaves. And I don't have to tell you to bring home a winner because I know you'll do that.
No, thank you. It's October, though. We have to expect these kind of things. So the weather wasn't going to stay nice forever.
No, it wasn't. And playoff football always has some great storylines to go with it. Two city teams meeting. You've got the best of the bunch tonight. And, we'll talk about it next week.
All right, we'll see you.
All right, Dave Novak, John Callahan, all the action coming up tonight right here on WGCL. Chalk Talk at 6:30. Listen live at WGCLradio.com. Smithville helps us out with that, and we thank them.